Welcome back to the Real Talk with Dana podcast, where we talk all things nutrition, health, fitness, and mindset with a healthy side of sarcasm. I'm your host, Dana Montes of Real Food with Dana. I'm a nutritionist and body image coach, teaching women how to heal their relationship with food and their bodies, ditch the diet cycle for good, and truly thrive with real food, one delicious meal at a time. Made it. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and if the holiday food anxiety hasn't kicked in yet, it's definitely in turbo mode now, or it's going to be very soon. So if you're listening to this the day it comes out, it's the day before Thanksgiving, or maybe it's Black Friday if you're not listening to this on the Wednesday that it comes out. And no matter when you're listening to this, at any point during the holiday season, the food and body image anxiety demons are out, and you might not be feeling that great. So the last 2 weeks, I've been giving you guys two bonus episodes with Christina Hoyt, where we've been talking about the holidays and food anxiety and body image anxiety and kind of what you can do about them. So just in case you missed the previous two, I'll link them in the show notes, and they are the four questions to ask yourself before the holidays get crazy. The second one from last Friday is the number one mistake keeping you in the holiday food anxiety cycle. In today's episode, we are talking about, so what the heck do we do from here? How can we take what we've discussed in those first two episodes and turn them into actionable steps that you can put into place during the holidays to have less anxiety around food and your body, and to not feel like you have to start over on January 1st because you feel like complete crap? So in this episode, we are giving you two major action steps to get started right now. P.S. Also in the show notes, check out, which we're going to be discussing in this episode, our new free, totally free, 5-day diet detox holiday challenge, and you can sign up in the link in the show notes. And this is what Christina and I created because we realized after sending you guys that survey a couple of weeks ago, there was a huge need for this. And we have been exactly in your shoes. And frankly, it sucks to feel like you have to start over every year on January 1st and feel like crap during the holidays at the same time. So again, this is totally free. And this is something where if you've been enjoying these episodes, you can sign up. It's going to be daily emails every morning, plus a live session every single day where we're working through different scenarios to help you guys through those difficult times during the holidays. And you're going to be learning how to feel better, how to enjoy the holidays, and how to avoid making the same diet and exercise and shame-fueled New Year's resolutions every year. And it's going to be December 9th through 13th, and it's going to be great, and I look forward to seeing you guys there. Also, happy holidays!
Hey guys, welcome back this week in our series on the holiday struggle. And if you've missed the last two episodes, the first one was talking about the four questions that you can ask yourself to kind of reflect on, you know, where you are in setting, like getting yourself set up for the holidays and kind of where you'd like to be going. And then the last week's episode was kind of like discussing the one kind of common mistake that we see us all, you know, unintentionally falling into over and over again when we're trying to work through why the holidays are so difficult. And the second episode was the number one common mistake that we're seeing that people, that we all kind of fall into accidentally and very, it's natural that we would fall into this mistake, but it is something that's happening that keeps us doing the same kind of holiday struggle year after year after year. So those first two episodes are really about reflecting and kind of giving you this idea of like, oh, wow, this is the pattern. This is what's been happening for me over and over again. And today's episode is really discussing, okay, so what the heck do I do from here? And how do I take what you've said so far, guys, and then apply it into how I can move forward and make a shift this holiday season?
Right. So here's what we want you guys to kind of visualize as we're talking about these two action steps. So, question for you. What if you didn't have to struggle with the same things that we've been talking about year after year? What if you could actually get through the holidays while feeling more at ease about your routine, your food, your exercise, your body, all of the things? What if instead of having all of your time and all of your brain space taken up by worrying about what foods you're heavy air quotes, supposed to be eating or not supposed to be eating, or how much exercise you're supposed to be doing, or family comments about weights and bodies and diets and all of the things. What if instead we could create more space for joy so you could actually feel good enough to get up in the morning and spend times with friends and family and create new holiday traditions that aren't centered around giving you anxiety? So we want you to think about that while we're talking about these two action steps.
Yes. So the first action step, if you listened to the last episode on the mistakes, the first action step and kind of falls along with that is that the antidote to some of this struggle that we're going through is not more rigidness. It's actually going to be the antidote is actually being more present. And when we're more present, it allows us to actually enjoy and slow down. And this can happen, you know, in general speaking, in like a macro level, just with how you are taking in and selecting what holiday events and festivities you're going to select to say yes to. But it comes down to almost on a complete micro level too, on when you're actually eating all of the amazing foods that are available to you and that you choose to eat throughout this entire season. And so the idea is that when we're more present and we're being more aware of it, we're actually slowing down. We're really tasting it instead of just scarfing everything down. So we're going to talk a little bit about how having more presence in the moment with the foods that we're eating is going to actually help you not only enjoy what you're eating and enjoy the heck out of it, but also provide your body and your system with the support that it needs in order to digest it, so you don't feel so kind of like crummy, like the people described a lot in the survey results. A lot of you guys described feeling kind of like bloated and not feeling good. This is going to help with that as well. So Dana, about that a little bit?
Yeah, we've been talking about, this is like where Christina and I combine, we've been talking about like the woo-woo side of things a lot, right? Like a lot of emotions and like how we all feel guilt and anxiety and everything. But we also, with our background as clinical nutritionists, we want to bring in partly the nutrition science of how you can actually start feeling better by changing the way that you're approaching eating and approaching your digestion and actually consuming food. Because a lot of the issue physically that we're feeling around these foods is twofold. Is we have so much anxiety around eating these foods and fear that we're going to overeat and fear that we're eating too many of them and too much of them and drinking too many and too much of them, that anxiety and stress around the food alone can shift your body from the rest and digest nervous system, where your body is producing all of the raw materials and digestive enzymes that it needs to actually break down and assimilate the nutrients from those food and give you like regular bowel movements and no bloating. And it switches you from rest and digest mode to fight or flight mode. And we've talked about this a lot, so I don't really need to reiterate it for you guys. But the short end of the stick is you can only be in either rest and digest mode or fight or flight mode. And if you're in fight or flight mode, you're not going to be optimally digesting your food. And this is where you get the bloating, the indigestion, all of the things that happen in the toilet, right? That aren't exactly super pleasant around the holidays. And part of this also is not only the feelings that are accompanying these foods and the stress around those, but also the manner in which we're eating those foods, which is almost becoming more important than the actual foods themselves. So a lot of the time during the holidays, we're eating these things that we feel like we're not supposed to be eating, or it's like indulgent, which is somehow a bad thing, you know, and then because we feel like we're not supposed to be eating these foods or we're not supposed to be enjoying them or fill in the blank, you're scarfing down this food without even realizing it. You're not fully chewing it. You're not fully tasting it, which also takes away from the enjoyment experience. But on a physiological level, you're not allowing your body to slow down and actually digest that food. So it's also creating all of this potential bloating and maybe some constipation and all of these other digestive issues that we have that then physically leaves you feeling really crappy, which is exactly what you guys were describing in the results of that survey.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note too that it makes us then feel that it's the foods themselves rather than it's the state and also mindset that we're in when we're eating them too, which also plays a massive role in our overall quality of our digestion too. The focus most of the time is a hyper focus on don't eat this, because it causes that, when really it can be the stress and anxiety around that food that's causing the difficult indigestion from the start. And so I think that it's important for you guys to, one, kind of acknowledge that and to know that, okay, so acknowledging it is one thing. The next step is, okay, how do I step into acting when I'm in the state, when I'm about to eat or I'm about to enjoy something or I'm about to, you know, as you're sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner, what can you do beforehand to in order to help optimize your digestion, right? And the main thing that you can do is slow down. I encourage a lot of my clients sometimes is to even sit down and especially to like, okay, let's not kid ourselves that sometimes some of us only see our family once a year. Sometimes that's by design. So even sometimes when we sit down for a meal with them, we're already feeling a little anxious, right? And so we're already kind of at this like fight or flight mode because we're sitting down, we're feeling anxious. You know, we're seeing our family member eyeing up how much turkey we sliced and how many mashed potatoes and how much gravy we put on our food. And so we're already kind of coming into it, feeling a little anxious already. So a technique that you can do to kind of bring you back in and kind of bring you back home into yourself is really simple, quiet breathing exercises for you. And you might even halfway through your meal say to yourself, breathe and slow down. Like you don't have to say it out loud, but you can just literally say to yourself, I need to slow down. I need to breathe. I need to relax my shoulders. And that can help bring you back into that kind of rest and digest state and bring you out of that kind of nervous, tense energy. The body can't digest in a tense state. So the more you can do to relax and to find the places in your body where you're holding kind of tension. I tend to hold in my shoulders. So I'll notice like I'm holding my shoulders up. Okay, drop my shoulders, you know, and you might notice that you're doing that. And then slowing down, you know, physically slowing down and listening to your body and eating in a way that you're enjoying and chewing your food. This is not a means to not eat as much, by the way. I put that caveat in there. It's a matter of slowing down to optimize your digestion so that you feel good physically and also really enjoy and savor the foods that you're eating, right?
Yeah.
That's a big part.
Yeah, and that's a big part of the enjoyment that we might be missing out on if you are just scarfing down your food. Like my family are very fast eaters, right? And I, over the years, have become a slower eater because I'm focusing more on chewing. I'm not trying to swallow pieces whole. I'm not trying to like gulp down water because I know that when I do that and when I eat the way that most of my family still eats, I feel like a rock in my stomach and I do not enjoy that physical feeling, right? And then also you get the bonus side effect of, oh my gosh, I actually get to taste this pumpkin pie or the turkey or the stuffing or whatever it is, you know, whatever your favorite holiday traditional meals are, because it's like if you're not actually going to taste the food that you're eating, it's like, why am I even eating this in the first place? And that's not a, you know, guilt or shaming or anything kind of tool. It's just like, you're going to eat this. You might as well enjoy it. Like you should enjoy it. That's why we want to eat those foods in the first place so we can truly enjoy them. But if you have so much stress around eating that food and then your body's in this stressful state and it can't break it down, there isn't really going to be any enjoyment of that food, which makes it so tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's also important to kind of note too that this isn't food that we get to enjoy throughout the year because it's just not seasonally available, right? Like, I think in the last podcast episode, Dana mentioned something about you don't eat pumpkin pie in March.
Yeah.
It's true. You don't, right? Like, and that's not because pumpkin pie wouldn't be delicious in March. Pumpkin pie is delicious year round. Like, let's not kid ourselves. But the point is that pumpkins really aren't seasonally available during that time. And so that's why we're not eating it then. We're eating other things, you know, we're starting to ice cream and getting into all the yummy, like, you know, frozen foods as it gets warmer. So it's a little bit different. So it's okay if you feel like, oh, it's really hard for my body to kind of digest some of these foods that I'm eating right now at this season because it's not something that's always available. And that's totally normal on a physiological level and also on an emotional level as well. And so I think this kind of brings into kind of the next phase of having more presence when you're eating is that it's not about changing what you're eating. It's about changing the way you're thinking about the foods that you're eating as well. And that having that kind of perception and thinking about it differently and then meeting yourself with some kindness and compassion allows yourself to remind yourself in the moment to in order to quote unquote recover when you start to feel guilty about something or when you potentially could feel a little bit bloated to know that this has nothing to do with what you're actually eating. Right. And to just remember and remind yourself to give yourself a little bit of compassion and a little bit of kindness and know that, okay, this isn't something that my body's used to eating all the time. And that's okay. This is okay. Being bloated is a normal human response and it's okay. These are just tools that you can use and kind of almost kind of giving you guys an understanding that this is normal and that it doesn't need to mean the catastrophic feeling that, oh my gosh, I can't eat pumpkin pie anymore. We keep using pumpkin pie as an example, but like it could be, oh my gosh, I can't have mashed potatoes anymore, or I can't have stuffing anymore. That's not it either. Like that's not it either. And so I want you guys to know that this is changing the way you're thinking about the foods that you're eating as well and being in the moment and understanding and having that perception and then giving yourself the compassion and kindness at the same time. And that's in all the idea of being present when we talk about being present and staying present while you're eating.
Boom. yeah. And then it's so funny, side tangent. So when the Nationals won the World Series this year, if you guys don't like sports, you'll still enjoy this story. So in the first press conference after they won the World Series, Davey Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, got up and he just goes, boom. I'm like, oh, that is so great. Anyways, so we have another action step for you guys because we know that even paying attention to and bringing more awareness and kindness towards the foods that you're eating and giving some compassion to yourself, even though that is extremely powerful, it's not quite enough to get you through the holiday season totally, right? And so the second action step is something that Christina and I have been brainstorming and working on for months for you guys. And we have come up with a 5-day totally free, full free diet detox holiday challenge. And that's where we're going to be sharing with you how to actually feel better and enjoy the holidays and avoid making the exact same diet and exercise fueled New Year's resolutions every year that, let's be honest, they never last past January.
Yeah, and we're so excited about this challenge. And I just want to say thank you guys again for engaging throughout this entire process with these podcasts and the blog posts and the survey. You've really helped us be able to kind of facilitate this and bring to you guys what you guys are really needing and what support you're going to need. So what you're going to learn throughout this 5-day is why we all feel so frantic during the holidays, and it's not the parties or the travel, why you feel a little crazy or out of control around the holiday food, why you feel like you're counting down the days until the end of the holidays, and why we're comforted in the thought of starting a shiny new program with a new set of rules in January that promises to undo all the things that we did this holiday season. So that's what you're going to learn. And you're going to also get daily emails with common anxiety-provoking scenarios around the holidays, how to respond to frequent comments about food, dieting, and weight with your relatives, also known as, and Dana likes to put it as, the food and diet pushers, and access to our private challenge Facebook group to connect with other like-minded people who are also struggling with the same things that you're struggling with and want to move forward and not have this happen year after year. And in that, during those 5 days, there's going to be daily live troubleshooting sessions. So you get to ask us your questions, ask us your scenarios, say, this is what has happened, and then how do I deal with it? How do I not fall into this each year? And how do I handle these different scenarios? And so we are super, super excited about this. And we think that that would be like, yeah, it would be awesome to have you guys participate.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you're not sure, like, it's completely free. There's no catch here. This is just something that we're doing to bring more awareness to something that nobody really talks about, like this messy stuff. Like, everybody talks about, like, ooh, either, you know, I'm trying to diet my way through the holidays, or like, whatever, I'm just going to eat everything. And then everyone's like, okay, we're going to start over on January 1st. What if you don't want that to be your reality year after year, right? This is what we're going to be giving to you guys as our answer to this problem. And we're going to be working through things every day. Christina and I are going to be in the Facebook group, not only answering questions like from prompts that you might write in there in the group during the day, but also on these live daily troubleshooting sessions that we're basically going to work through the scenarios that we're sending you guys out every morning. So you'll get an email in the morning that says, here's a scenario that might pop up today, or that, you know, has probably happened at some point during the holidays. And then we're going to be telling you what you can do about it, how you can respond in a productive and positive way to like maintain your sanity. And it's going to be super fun. I'm really excited. It's going to be, the challenge is the week after Thanksgiving, or 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. So it's right starting, right in the middle of the holiday season, December 9th, it'll start. It's going to be 5 days. There's literally no reason not to sign up. Like, it's completely free. Even if you're going to be super busy that week or whatever, like, we're going to be sending out the email, so you'll still get everything that goes along with the challenge. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, we hope to see you guys there. That's it.
Link in the show notes. Yeah, link in the show notes. We'll include all of the, in case you for some reason have no idea what we're talking about and missed the past bonus episodes, I'll link those two in there. There'll be a link to learn more about the challenge and sign up. Tell all your friends, tag a friend, share it with your mom, your aunt, your whoever you want. It's going to be great. I can't believe I just rhymed. That was awesome. That was not planned at all. I should do stand-up comedy. Probably not.
I'm pretty sure that could be considered rapping.
Oh, freestyle over here. That'll be my new podcast name. Soapboxes with Dana, freestyle with Dana.
Oh my gosh. I would be horrible at freestyle.
We should cut off this podcast now. People are going to be like, what's wrong with you? Anyways, sign up for the holiday challenge. We will see you guys there. Thanks for listening to Real Talk with Dana. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with your family and friends, and share the love by throwing us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, which will help spread the word and do a small part to correct all of the fitness and nutrition misinformation or bullshit that's out there, which is only causing people to become more unhealthy. Come find me anywhere at Real Food with Dana on Instagram and Facebook. Join the Real Talk with Dana Facebook group for more support and discussion on these episodes. And come hang out over on realfoodwithdana.com for the show notes and totally epic and delicious recipes.